This free program is paid for by the listeners of WBAI New York. If you're not already a member, think about joining us to help keep free speech alive.
The number 212-209-2950 is the number. 212-209-2950. Oh, and by the way, did I happen to mention that the number is 212-209-2950? Of course, the special, I take it that, well, maybe...
Then the station is WBAI,
right.
New York, since it is now 1 o'clock in the morning and time for us to actually do an actual legal station break.
Which we just did. Thank you, Anne-Marie. And this is, by the way, the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade. And that was Anne-Marie Hendrickson. And I'm Bill Weinrich. And you're the listeners. And this is listener-supported radio. So that means you've got to call 212-209-2950 and support it. Because this is really use it or lose it radio. It really is, folks. And, you know, once again, for a pledge of $50, you will get the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade's Greatest Hits, Part 2, which is... one CD of, you know, selections from the wonderful music from all over the world, which we've been playing here on this radio show for the past 15 years. Or for a pledge of $100, the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade's Greatest Hits Volume 1, which is a free CD set of all this wonderful international music, which is available nowhere else. So, all right. Now, actually, Emery, you did have something else that you wanted to... regale the listeners with, which is theme appropriate for Halloween.
Yes, I do. It is the 71st anniversary of It's the 81st anniversary of the death of Harry Houdini.
He died on Halloween.
Yes, And it's the 71st anniversary of the last seance that his wife did in order to try and contact his spirit.
Talk about spooky.
And this was broadcast on the radio. And it went on for quite a long time, and we do have a recording of it. What we have is a recording of that is sort of a... of sort of the meat of the middle of it. It went on for longer than what we're going to play for you. But it is... It's pretty amazing. And I love this sort of old-time 30s radio, you know, with, like, the very dramatic voices and...
So this was
no production value.
This was broadcast.
Oh, this was broadcast. This was broadcast. It was done. Well, he'll describe to you. It was broadcast from Hollywood in October 31st, 1936.
So this was a series of radio seances, which Harry Houdini's.
I don't know how often they did it.
Widow conducted.
There's not a lot of recordings of anybody doing anything on the radio from before 1930. Not that they weren't doing things on the radio before 1930, but there aren't a lot of recordings of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I believe there are recordings of the 2 years prior to this, but I haven't heard them. But this one, I have heard before. And from Max, of course, I managed to get a copy of it, which he kindly digitized for me.
The famous story is that somebody sucker punched Houdini. I mean, he was supposed to be able to survive any punch, and somebody came up to him at a party and said, "Are you Harry Houdini?" Yes. Wham!
Right. That's what I was always told, and apparently this isn't the case. He had an ongoing problem. He had appendicitis anyway, and it just had sort of like been lingering, and that by the time he went into the hospital, he was already dead.
All right, so he hadn't been sucker punched.
He had been sucker punched, but that wasn't enough to kill him.
It was
unlike
appendicitis.
As mothers of many generations, including mine, told me, you should never punch anybody like that. Don't punch anybody unexpectedly in the stomach. Well, I mean, you shouldn't punch anybody in the stomach anyway. But keep in mind that it was always a good, you know, like, don't do that.
Yes.
Yet if you punch somebody unexpectedly, you think that you're just being funny and you could kill them. That's how they killed Houdini. You don't want to do that.
All right, so but was he, in fact, punched the same night that he died or a few previous?
He was punched a few nights previous.
Mm, but he actually died on Halloween, so it wasn't like he was punched at a Halloween party.
No.
He happened to die on Halloween.
No, he punched on stage. His whole life was on stage.
Right, yes. Mm-hmm. So he actually passed on Halloween, appropriately enough.
I believe so.
Wow. And where is his grave?
I don't know. You have stumped me.
Because, oh, I mean, I thought the people, like, held rituals there and all that sort of thing.
Oh God, yes. It's here in New York. I'm such an idiot.
Yeah.
It's here. It's in Queens. Oh, Christ. It's, well, while this is playing, we can look it up.
All right.
Because I could even... I could describe to you where it is, but I don't even remember the name of the cemetery.
But it's one of those big cemeteries.
It's a big cemetery.
When I was growing up in Queens,
you have to take a train and a bus to get there.
When I was growing up in Queens, it was all this talk and high school, on Halloween everybody would go there and do really sinister things,
and then you should go because something was going to happen.
Yes, something bad was the implication. Something really evil.
Right.
So or you wouldn't want to miss
just,
that.
Just something that something might appear, something you didn't want to see.
Being a wimp.
Right. Well, in L.A., we had the same thing, Ren, that you would go up to the top of Griffith Park Hill to Bela Lugosi's house because supposedly something was going to happen at Bela Lugosi's house on Halloween.
And did you ever do that?
Yes, and nothing ever happened. But we thought it would, And that's, that's important.
Anyway, so once again, where else but the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade are you going to get these kind of, wonderful historical relics and this kind of insight into American culture? So really, call 212-209-2950 and make a pledge. Whoa. All right. Somebody's messing with the.
I guess they love Houdini.
What's going on in Tally back there? Okay, whoa. I think we got some action happening in Tally.
Well, we either got $500 or $25. I hope.
All right, well, we'll try to figure out what it is. But in any case, please keep the calls coming at 212-209-2950. Here we go, right?
Wait till the music.
Oh, okay, waiting for the music to come around here. But while waiting for the music to come around, call 212-209-2950. 212-209.
Apparently, Houdini was using this as his stage music.
The worldwide final Houdini seance held on Halloween, October 31st, 1936, atop a skyscraper in Hollywood, California, was the greatest attempt to pierce the unknown and form a spirit contact ever conceived by mortal man. In a cathedral-like atmosphere, under a jewel-studded sky, Mrs. Harry Houdini made the supreme effort to reach her beloved husband, the great Houdini. Over 300 guests formed the outer circle, while 13 scientists, occultists, newspapermen, world-famous magicians, spiritual leaders, and boyhood friends of Houdini joined Madame Houdini in the inner circle. Bathed in the weird glow of ruby light, trained observers and spirit mediums joined under controlled conditions to evoke the shade of the late mystifier or any other member of Spirit Land that might come through. As the solemn and impressive seance progressed, sobs could be heard over the slow and measured intonations of Dr. Edward Saint. Sobs from friends who had known and loved Houdini for the wonderful man that he was. From the recording taken during the seance, we are able to follow Dr. Saint's very words, which followed the playing of Houdini's last music, Pomp and Circumstance. As the music dies away, Dr. Saint paints the following word picture for his congregation of silent listeners.
Ladies and gentlemen, in this cathedral-like atmosphere tonight, I wish to remind you that this is a most solemn occasion for the close friends that have gathered here. That the zero hour of the 10th anniversary of our departed friend is fast nearing the end, and that the results of tonight are primarily of a personal and private nature only. No attempt is being made to sway the world or to convince the skeptics one way or the other. This is a personal gathering aiding Mrs. Houdini in completing her 10-year vigil, and to aid Mrs. Houdini and ourselves to a final and logical conclusion. Nor is it expected or intended that others must necessarily agree. But this last personal attempt to contact the spirit of Houdini has aroused interest throughout the world, and to that extent will the findings here tonight be publicly recorded. We wish it distinctly understood that in this last and final attempt, we are interested in Houdini coming to us instead of to a stranger. Should Houdini contact a stranger anywhere in the world tonight, we know that Houdini will leave proper identification. On behalf of Mrs. Harry Houdini, I wish to thank all members of the press, both local and worldwide, the various national magazines, and the hundreds of individuals throughout the world that have aided. I wish to thank the sincere friends in the four corners of the United States, Canada, and Europe in the forming of some 20 or more simultaneous seances coinciding with our final attempt here in Hollywood. I wish to thank the several hundred friends, trained observers, and several dozen renowned psychics and mediums that are present with us here tonight, and especially the past president of the California State Spiritualist Association present here tonight, whose kindly advice has been of great value. Every facility has been provided tonight that might aid in opening a pathway to the spirit world. Here in the inner circle reposes a medium's trumpet, a pair of slates with chalk, a writing tablet and pencil, a small bell, and in the center reposes a huge pair of silver handcuffs on a silk cushion. Facing the inner circle stands the famous Houdini shrine with its doors ajar. The world knows that the Houdinis were always open-minded regarding spirit communication. Houdini sought to communicate with his beloved mother after she passed on, but he found no evidence that he could rely upon. The Houdinis always believed that in their search, if you remove the fraud, what is left must be the truth. And they together were always seekers after truth. Before Houdini's death, the Houdinis made a compact that the first to go would try to contact the survivor. Houdini had promised to deliver a message in code to his wife, also to open the silver handcuffs and other signs if he should pass over first. It so happens that Mrs. Houdini survives, and she made it a sacred duty to carry out the terms of the compact. The first year found Mrs. Houdini every Sunday between the hours of 12 noon and 2 o'clock locked up in the privacy of her own room, seated in front of Houdini's photograph, waiting for some sign of Houdini as prearranged in the compact. The truth regarding spirit communication was to Harry and Bessie Houdini a very sincere and profound question. During the following years, each anniversary of his death has been devoted to Houdini. During the last 10 years, there have been times that Mrs. Houdini felt that surely Houdini was coming through, that her hopes of communication would be fulfilled. She was willing to believe, but the evidence did not stand up. At no time has Mrs. Houdini ever received a psychic communication from Houdini, nor has anything occurred anywhere in the world that would lead Mrs. Houdini to believe that Houdini was trying to come through. Yet hundreds of alleged psychics and mediums have written in and stated that Houdini has appeared to them in some form or other. In Chicago, they said he walked boldly into a room. In Kansas City, Houdini was said to have written a long letter to Mrs. Houdini. In Long Beach, Houdini was said to have hypnotized the medium and then delivered a message through her. In New Zealand, he drank a cup of tea. And in Santa Monica, he escaped from several pair of handcuffs by dematerializing his hands. These things may be. Surely it is not for Mrs. Houdini to decide. But we all believe, and many prominent psychics agree, that if Houdini has appeared all over the world in spirit form, under every kind of manifestation, and doing this many times every week of every year of the last 10 years, then we believe that the great Houdini will, on this last authentic seance, come to the little silver-haired widow the little lady who for 33 years stood by the side of her beloved Harry, listening to the applause of kings and emperors and the world at large. A few days before his death in Detroit, Houdini, in a most strong and firm reminder, again said, "Bess, darling, I'll come back to you if it is possible, even if I have to go through hell to do it." That was Houdini talking. Houdini was an editor of the old New York World. He was an honorary lieutenant of police and instructed a class of detectives and officers of the police force regularly in New York City. He was the author of many books, a writer of many magazine articles, a publisher of a national magazine, head of many magical organizations throughout the world, including societies in Berlin, London, and New York City, member of the exclusive Circumnavigators Club, the Masons, the Elks, and many others. He headed investigating committees that led him to appear on the floor of Congress at Washington, D.C. The Houdinis, Harry and Bessie, presented remarkable magic acts in the palaces of Europe and throughout the world. Houdini was working in secret with Thomas A. Edison on a delicate psychic detecting instrument and a process that would permit him to take flashlight photographs in the dark without the flash being visible. 1,000 interests had Houdini besides his search and collecting of rare first editions to make his library on magic and occultism the largest private collection in the world, which led to the creating of the Houdini Room in the Congressional Library in Washington, D.C. today. Houdini spent much time in aeronautics, wrote authoritatively on the subject, and was one of the first 17 flyers of the world, owned his own plane, and was the first man to ever successfully fly an aeroplane in Australia, winning the Aerial Trophy in Melbourne, Australia, March 15, 1910. That, in brief, was the man, Houdini. He had safes and vaults in his home and vaults and banks that his lawyers had access to. But one secret now made public for the first time is the fact that Houdini had one safe deposit vault in a bank or trust company in the East under some family name other than Houdini, and of which the secret location rested only in Houdini's brain. In this vault was kept highly secret papers, and into which was always placed a certain glass case of jeweled metals and a diamond question mark pin with a rare pearl drop, a gift from Harry Keller to Houdini. The jewel box was always on display in the Houdini home. But prior to closing the house to go on a vaudeville tour, Houdini always placed this box in the secret vault. Many things were left untold because of the unexpected death of Houdini in Detroit. There is a law, a time limit. Madame Houdini has year by year awaited word that the federal government had located or opened the box long overdue. Perhaps the vault grant had been paid years in advance. However, this secret vault has never been located to this day. No medium or psychic has ever brought forth information from Houdini or the spirit world touching on or leading to its discovery. So if any circle tonight in any city or town in the world believes they are contacting Houdini, let them identify themselves by bringing forth this information regarding the secret vault. Tonight, we are in the very heart of glamorous Hollywood that Houdini loved so well. He lived here. He worked here. Houdini loved Hollywood. And Harry and Bessie Houdini celebrated their 25th, their civil wedding anniversary here, and all the great of Hollywood were present. And Houdini made a speech and said, You are all invited now to be at our 50th, our golden wedding ceremony. And Will Rogers got up and gave an impersonation and said, Houdini, I'll be here, but this is the way I'll be coming in. And he walked like an aged old man with a cane. Will Rogers is gone. Houdini is gone. Nearly two-thirds of that famous gathering is gone. But this is the kind of a night they all would have loved. Nothing could have kept them away. It's a Houdini night with the spotlight of the public on Houdini, with the whole world poised to see or hear Houdini step on this side of the curtain. Now let us bow our heads in meditation and prayer. O thou mastermind of the universe, please let the spirit of understanding descend upon us that are gathered here in the inner circle tonight. We are each in his own way seekers after truth. Please let thy spirit of understanding guide us and bring the light of truth to the many friends that have earnestly formed psychic circles and gatherings throughout the entire world. Aid us, guide us on this most important question to mankind, spirit communication from across the grave. We ask this universal understanding in all humbleness, and we offer our grateful thanks to thee. Guide us, please. Amen. O thou disembodied spirits, those of you that have grown old in the mysterious laws of spirit land, we greet thee. We have gathered here at the appointed time. We have complied with all the requirements to enable all of you to make your presence known. Members of the spirit world have long known of the intention of this important gathering tonight. All is in readiness. Please now, the time is at hand. Make yourself known to us. Any of you, please, manifest yourself in any way possible. Please let your united strength and knowledge aid Houdini in coming through. It is the spirit of Houdini we wish to contact. Houdini, are you here? Are you here, Houdini? Please manifest yourself in any way possible. Take from this earnest gathering any strength that may be necessary for you to use. Take any vital thing from us that you may need to enable you to carry out your promise of years ago. We have waited, Houdini, oh so long. Never have you been able to present the evidence you promised. And now, this is a night of nights. The world is listening. Harry, your world, your audience. And Bessie is here. Your Bessie, who is part of you for 33 years. She's here, Harry, pleading in her heart for a prearranged sign from you. It means so much to her, to all of us, to the world. Harry, we are all seekers after truth. Please manifest yourself by speaking through the trumpet. Lift it. Lift it. Speak through it. Speak. Speak, Harry. We are watching and waiting, Harry. Levitate the table. Move it. Lift the table. Move it. Rap on it. Spell out a code, Harry. Please. Ring the bell. Let his tinkle be heard around the world. Do it, Harry. Please. Please, Houdini, we are waiting. Bessie is waiting. For all thou spirits, your religion is based on love. And by that very token, a love of 33 years that have even entered into eternity, by that love I ask that you come through with the evidence. By the love of the little silver-haired widow, by the love and esteem of the countless friends, the evidence, Harry. And Houdini, Houdini, dash, Dash is listening in. Dash, Hardeen, your brother has joined us with a circle. He is from New York City, 3,000 miles away. He has joined with us to seek the truth. And the circle in Baltimore, Philadelphia is listening in Providence, in Chicago, Leonard, who was once a protege of yours, a circle in Portland, Maine, and in the faithful city of Detroit, in Victoria, Canada, Tacoma, Rockford, Oakland, and San Francisco, all over the world, all joining in. Come through, Harry. And Houdini, Colonel Harry Day, member of the British Parliament, has formed a circle in London, England. Colonel Day was your closest boyhood friend. Houdini, you must come through. And at the bottom of the world, Australia, the country where you made history, has joined in. We are crying to high heaven, to the powers that be. We are crying in one mighty magnetic voice from every corner of the earth, and the hearts and minds of the multitudes are centered here tonight. We want the evidence, the truth, in the name of humanity and love. If there is communication from the great beyond, come through with the evidence.
And followed calm and silent meditation. And again, intense and dramatic soul pleading, in which Mrs. Houdini joined Dr. Saint. But no sign of Houdini. Spiritland did not send a single emissary. At last, Dr. Saint, in a voice that broke, asked,
Mrs. Houdini, the 0 hour has passed. The 10 years are up. Have you reached a decision?
Yes. Houdini did not come through. My last hope is gone. I do not believe that Houdini can come back to me or to anyone. After faithfully following through the 10-year Houdini compact, using every type, medium, and seance, it is now my personal and positive belief that spirit communication in any form is impossible. I do not believe that ghosts or spirits exist. The Houdini Shrine has burned for 10 years. I now reverently turn out the light. It is finished. Good night, Harry.
Wow.
Dramatic, huh?
What a relic. What an amazing relic. So Harry Houdini's last seance were...
A lot of people listening.
Yes, and apparently there were a lot of people who appreciated it here on WBAI as well, because much to my astonishment, the tally ostensibly stands at $585, which is far better than we expected to do this tonight. Now, I say ostensibly because 100 of that at least is a matching fund, which has been put up by a particular individual of Long Island City in the name of his nephew, Michael Hunt. So I believe that in order for us to get 100 of that dollars, we need to get another pledge of 100, and then it'll be 200. So thank you very much, Michael Hunt, and please keep the calls coming to 209-2950, 212-209-2950. Meanwhile, a big shout-out, thank you to Edwin Bergman of Brooklyn, to Anna Crown of Long Beach, and to Len Sorelli of Manhattan. Thank you very, very much, all of you. Yeah, wonderful, wonderful. So, this has been a great show, actually. Far better than we expected. A lot of fun. And I understand that Tom Whisker is not coming in tonight.
So it appears.
So the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade is going to go into some extra innings. I'm not quite sure how many extra innings, but at least a couple of extra innings.
We're going to play some music for a while, and until Mr. Bob Santucci comes on later at 3:30 or so, or maybe even a little earlier, playing those oldies but goodies and early rock and roll and doo-wop and all the stuff that he generally plays at his hour of the morning.
So... without further ado, let's have a little music and keep the calls coming. Let's get that $100 matching fund going. 212 209-2950. Somebody pledge $100, get the Moorish Orthodox Radio Crusade Greatest Hits 3-CD set. 212-209-2950. As we rapidly approach 1:30 in the morning here on listener-supported, non-commercial, let's keep it that way, WBAI 99.5 FM.
We'll be right back. One, two, three, five.
Let's go surfing on Zombie Beach. Catch all the waves that we can reach. Watch out for the undertow, 'cause we not know what lurks below. Zombie Beach, Zombie Beach. Monster surf boogie on Zombie Beach.
Cemetery. I don't want to live.
get rid of old Arlene here, if you don't mind. Here we go. Out of the way, old dear. Here we go. Well, I wonder what's going on up there. Seems to be a dreadful kind of a noisy party. Can't blame them on New Year's Eve, though. That's old Dr. Miracle up there raising Cain. I suppose it's all right, but after all, this stuff seems to be leaking through here, too. It's a dreadful nuisance, of course. Well, I can't afford to get too frivolous on a night like this, of course. It's a very serious night in Transylvania. Might have a little tannily juice, perhaps, and things like that. But otherwise, a man in my position, you know, can't afford to go too far on these New Year's Eve affairs. So can't be too careful, you know. All right, Jasper, all right. Good night now. Good night, boy. Just cut it out, you hear?
A werewolf's life is pretty good. I do my hunting in the woods. I never have to steal or beg. When nature calls, I lift my leg. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away. Oh, how the local kids would tease. They made me fetch and sprayed my fleas. They even tried to have me spayed. Oh, what a lovely meal they made. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away. I took my problem to a shrink and told him I'm the missing link. He said, "You're fine. Now here's my fee." Sometimes he still repeats on me. Oh, werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away. One night when I snuck into town, a silver bullet cut me down. But I'll return, I promise you, to star in Werewolf Bite Me Too. Oh, werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. Werewolf bite me, I don't care. The moon has gone away.
Yes, right away. Nice to late week. Certainly, we'll get right into it here. Yes, I'm sorry, I forgot. Yes, we'll keep everything under control. Thank you, sir. My dear, the microphone, if you don't mind. Well, now, we are going to bring you this evening the first episode, of course, has come right from National Ape Week. It's your correspondent here bringing it to you. First exclusive eyewitness reports of the doings, you know. Pretty exciting, of course. Now, in the beginning, we had the old ape being chased across the roofs by a bunch of crazy policemen and a bunch of village misfit, you know, racing along. Just a very disgusting thing, but keep your eyes on it because it's just a grand experience for all of you.
Sleep. The art was badly made up. cemetery, up jumps a man, all black and hairy. Well, he looked at me with his beady red eyes, and I'm telling you, I got quite a surprise. Huh. As I looked at him, my legs turned to lead as the monster reared his ugly head. With mud and worms hanging from his back, he outstretched his arms and his bones give a crack. I shovel and sprang to my toes. I raced through the cemetery with great speed, but he was right there behind me, wanting a feed. A feed. It was then that I tripped, some of them fell. He screamed past me, heading for hell.
Just the other night, in the cemetery by the pale moonlight, I bought my lamp and my digging tools, and a can of disinfectant should the smell get rude. While the groundskeeper is out of sight, I'm gone grave robbing tonight. Well, I snuck in the cemetery from the rear, behind the crematory, till the coast was clear. I can't help these things I crave. The smell of earth and fresh dug graves always makes me feel all right. And I'm gone grave robbing tonight. Now the gate slams shut, I'm all alone. If the ground is soft, I'm halfway home. I'll eat up some dead man's sleep, and whatever I find I can keep. Ha-ha! I drag that coffin up from the pit. It smelled real bad, 'cause it leaked a bit. When the thing inside that should be dead just smiled at me and grabbed my head. Now it wants to take a bite, 'cause I went grave robbing tonight. Dagger out of its sheath and thrust it deep between its teeth. It gurgled out a ghastly sound and oozed brown liquid on the ground. I turned and fled with all my might, 'cause I'm done grave robbing tonight. I can see my house just down the lane. My legs are weak and racked with pain. If Igor's there, he'll let me in. If not, I'm afraid it's the end. Igor swung the deadbolt free. That dead man kept on chasing me. I lured the beast inside my lab and pushed it in the acid bath. It cooked up fast and tasted just right. And I went grave robbing tonight. Hey, 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 hey! I just made a batch of stew, and there's plenty left for you. Hey, 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 hey!
Hey, 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 hey.
Before it tries to run away. Hey, 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 now!
Hey, 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 now!
If you should catch a whiff of bowel, don't forget it's nice to share. It ruins my breath, but I don't care. I have a motto I repeat. You really are just what you eat.
Now, come on. Hurry, hurry. The moon's rising. We've no time to lose. Oh, careful. Here he comes. He's just resting, waiting for a new life to come.
Hans, the monster is dead now. Nothing could be left alive in that furnace. Why do you stay here?
I want to see with my own eyes.
Oh, Hans, he must be dead. And dead or alive, nothing can bring our little Maria back to us.
I can see his blackened bones. I can sleep at night.
Come back, Hans! You will be burned yourself. Maria drowned to death and you burned up. What should I do then?
Alone, bad, friend, good, friend, good.
Hey. Can you tell us how to get out of this wood? We've lost our way.
Come in, friends, and rest a while.
Look, it's the monster.
This is the fiend that's been murdering half the countryside. Good heavens, man, can't you see? Oh, he's blind.
He isn't human. Frankenstein made him out of dead bodies.
Got that way will never be known. Some say a jealous lover. Others that it was the code of the freaks. Others the storm. Believe it or not, there she is.
Scream and scream again.
I'm gonna scream and scream again.
scream, I'm gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream with my baby. I'm gonna scream through the night. I'm gonna scream with my honey. When I squeeze her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I scream, gonna scream again. The daytime, scream right through the night. I'm gonna scream with my baby. When I hold her tight, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I feel scream, I'm gonna scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. I'm gonna scream and scream. Scream again, I'm gonna scream and scream, scream again. When I scream, I'm gonna scream again.
Yes, those rattling bones mean that you're tuned to the
WBAI on Halloween.
Hey,
bones and bones, them dry, no, wow, zero in the tally.
They've taken
bones.
Away all of your money so far.
I assume this means that they've put it to good use and not just taken it away.
Well, this is still the Morris Orthodox Radio Crusade, despite the zero we see in the tally. I don't know why they took away the money.
I guess...
Because we need to make that matching fund, I believe. Did we make the matching fund?
I was confused by the matching fund. I hope that at least the fund came through, if not the matching part of it. It came in at the end of the show, and we were confused about how we were... About how that was going to work. It's a good idea, a matching fund, but we did not understand it. We thank the person who gave the donation.
Well, in the meantime, we'd also like to thank you.
Overnight listener.
Yes, but first you must pledge. That way, we have a reason to thank you. Not just for listening, but for supporting your Halloween station in New York City. Yes, we got the jump on it. Starting at midnight tonight. So what have we been listening to anyway? Do you have any idea?
Well, we listened to a lot of things by the Misfits, the Pride of New Jersey. The Halloween is all year for them, of course, but two different versions of Halloween. Hollywood Babylon, Devil's Whorehouse, and I think Horror Hotel. I don't remember all the things we heard from the Misfits, but quite a number of things from the Misfits. We heard part of the... soundtrack from Frankenstein, Bride of Frankenstein, and I think Son of Frankenstein?
No, there was no son.
No
son,
just
Bride and...
Just Frankenstein and Bride of Frankenstein.
We heard several tracks from Zachary Lee's recent release of a few years back called Dead Man's Ball.
And
is a snack or was that an event?
Probably both. And you know the amazing thing? He's probably like in his late 80s when he made this record.
And of course, we heard a couple of tracks from this.
Screaming Lord Sutch. A great horror rocker from England, and also famous for being the first pirate radio guy in England, amazingly. Because his stuff was banned on the BBC, someone pointed out to him that he could just go out on a boat and start broadcasting from the boat. And he, before Radio Caroline or any of the other people came up with this idea, he apparently is the one that did it. And started playing his friends' records as well. So Radio Sutch, before, you know, all the other ones, was the first, among his other accomplishments, the first pirate radio station in England. And he was sort of a, you know, a character. And a horror character, but also somebody who kept running for office all the time. On the Looney Party candidate. And in a lot of areas, he outdrew the Tories, so he began to become somewhat notorious for it, because it underscored exactly the bankruptcy of some of the policies of the more mainstream candidates. But he also made some really great records and had a lot of good friends who helped him re-record them many, many times. And this record we're playing off is called, if you hold it up to me, I'll remember the name of it.
If I can find it. You mean The Ultimate...
No. The Lord Sutch thing. I think it's just called. Oh, Monster Rock. Yes, that's the. I think that's the most recent American CD release of some of his stuff. He recorded an awful lot of things, most of which I have not heard. I would like to hear more of it, but he has more of a reputation in England than here. But his records saw hold up very well over time, and he's a. Of course, Screaming Lord Sutch, he kind of got his original name by imitating Screaming Jay Hawkins, obviously. And he came out much like Screaming Jay Hawkins out of a coffin. You know, he came out in a Coffin Joe in Brazil. He came out in a top hat and a cape and a cane and, you know.
By the way, if you tuned in to hear Tom Whisker and the Weaponry...
You're out of luck for this week, but he'll be back next week.
Tom will be back. Tom was a little under the weather... Probably at the prospect of pitching for 4 weeks in a row, as we all are here, as the WBAI never-ending fall fun drive. Yes, it's fall. That means we're in fun drive mode. And then when winter rolls around, we'll start the winter fun drive. But if you'd like to allow us to take a little break for programming in between our fun drives, well, this would be a dandy time to call 212-209-2950... so that we can get out of fun drive mode for a couple of weeks before the emergency December, the Christmas fun drive. 212-209-2950. Yes, what? Are you pointing at the fact that it's 2:20 in the morning here on the...
Or that the tally was reset back
to
the 130 number, so...
Okay, but 585, while a lovely number to look at, we've been looking
is
at that
not,
number
is not
too
a,
long.
Yes, not a good enough number to get us to the next show.
Yeah, we have some more radio drama for you.
So much radio drama.
And more music, more fun. The information will hold until 6 o'clock in the morning, but right for the rest of the night, fun.
Halloween fun.
But are you willing to pay for your fun? Why not throw $25 WBAI's way? That's the price of an annual subscription. The minimum rate, the low ball, the cheap. Used to be the poor people and students rate. Now it's everybody's rate. Because everyone
is. Go for the $30 rate and get a T-shirt. You'll want one. Everybody does. Once you see one, you'll want one too.
And even if you're already a member, you can toss in an extra $30 and get the lovely shirt designed by Sydney Smith. Radio with Heart, with a flying, flaming heart on it. Pacifica Radio, founded by pacifists. 212-209-2950 at 2:20 in the morning. Will you give us a call so that we can get back to a little more programming? Bob Santucci, of course, chomping at the bit, dying to get in here to bring you The oldies but goodies. Right now we're bringing you the oldies but moldies. See, now it has a purpose as we dig and dig for more pledges, like grave robbers looking for some spare parts to make up a radio station.
Or zombies clawing through a body trying to find a brain. Ugh.
Well, right now, if you can find your brain, use it to call. Attach your finger to it. And call 212-209-2950.
Fly with your brain to the phone and make it do something. Yes, make a pledge.
And if you do, we'd be happy to accept you into our little band. Our little happy band.
Of very, very special people.
Yes, think of the fun you'll have as a member of WBAI. The fist fights, the heartbreak, the tragedy. Yes, laugh, clown, laugh at WBAI, 212-209-2950, to show your support. Now, this is reminiscent of Tom Whisker.
Cuckoo, or give somebody else a chance. All right, Professor.
A waltz, please.
Yes, it's a typical WBAI fun drive. We watch the videos, and you sit and listen to the audio track. And we can't even sell you this to watch at home. But if you want to watch other horror movies, we have Loose Change in the back. That's a good fantasy film. 212-209-2950. We'd like to increase the amount in the overnight here so we can get back to a little uninterrupted programming.
So if you call 209-2950, we will accept you as one of us, and you will be one of the very, very special people that make up the WBAI family.
And you know, the WBAI family is full of special people.
Special people, yes. Like, like you and me, almost human.
Come on, don't be a pinhead. 212-209, microcephalic, please. Here at WBAI.
You don't want to be mocked by the people around you, do you? No, you want to call 209-2950.
So that we can say... You know you want to. Join that caller on the line. 212-209-2950. 212-209-2950. $25 to become a member of WBAI. $30 for our lovely new purple and gold, actually yellow, T-shirt.
This really is the greatest movie ever made.
Come on, join our community. 212-209-2950.
Get out!
You failed! Make me one of you! Will you? Well, what are you going to do? What are you, a man or a baby?
Please, please. You make me ashamed.
Ashamed, you! You holy jumpy Christmas!
What?
Must I play games with you? Must Mama take you horsey back ride?
That's it! Horsey back ride!
Now we have a special premium.
Come, my little flies.
If you call now, not only will we make you a member of WBAI, but we have a special item of jewelry if you pledge now.
Well, you can have your gold and your diamonds too. All I want is a ring.
Remember that this program is supported by the listener members of WBAI New York. If you like what you hear, please consider becoming a member of WBAI or renewing if you've already joined. Basic membership is $25, but we accept any amount. Help us keep free speech alive.